Two elderly inmates at South Central Correctional Center in Licking have died. 81-year-old Richard Floyd, who was serving a life sentence for first-degree murder, died at the Texas County Memorial Hospital. He had been at the prison since October 8th of 1998. And 77-year-old Arvin Garrett, who was serving a life sentence for first-degree murder, died at the medical unit at the prison. He had been at the prison since November 3rd, 1977. Autopsies will be conducted on both men. A man from Naylor has been arrested in connection with a shooting incident in Ripley County. 41-year-old Vernon Royer was arrested on charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action. At this time, no further details have been released. A man has been arrested in Sharp County for sexual assault charges. 29-year-old Gregory Woolsey was arrested on Monday. Woolsey's charged with internet stalking of a child and fourth-degree sexual assault. He's being held in the Sharp County Jail. A woman from Flippin, Arkansas has been arrested after allegedly stealing lottery tickets from a business where she worked. According to reports, 21-year-old Mackenzie May Hayes allegedly processed fake product returns and stole lottery tickets, then cashed in the winning tickets and throwing away the losing ones. She was recorded on the store's security camera. Hayes allegedly admitted that she had been doing this for several months. The total amount of the theft between the lottery tickets and the fake refunds totaled over $1,500. Hayes is charged with theft of property and lottery fraud. She posted a $2,500 bond and was released. A Mountain Grove teen was injured in an accident Tuesday morning in Wright County. The Highway Patrol reports that a 17-year-old male suffered minor injuries when his vehicle sideswiped a truck driven by a 44-year-old man from Willow Springs. The accident happened on Missouri AD, 3 miles south of Mountain Grove. The teen was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. A fair-dealing man was injured in an accident south of Poplar Bluff. The Highway Patrol reports the 21-year-old man suffered minor injuries when a vehicle driven by a 22-year-old man from Donovan hit his vehicle. The injured man was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The accident happened on U.S. 67, about a half mile south of Poplar Bluff. The Hunger Hero campaign is wrapped up at local elementary schools, and totals are in for all but one school. Alton is in the lead so far with 1,552 items collected. The top class at Alton was Miss Bridges' first grade. At Thayer, 1,081 items were collected. The top class was Miss Burke's sixth grade. At Couch, 852 items collected. Top class was Mr. Smith's fifth grade. In Koshkonong, 541 items were collected. The top class was pre-K, Miss Wiggs' class. The Mammoth Spring School totals have not yet been counted. When the calendar turns to 2026, more than a dozen new laws approved by Arkansas lawmakers are scheduled to take effect statewide. Some measures passed during the most recent legislative session included delayed implementation dates, setting January 1st as the start date. Among the most notable is Act 1008, which removes the state's 0.125% sales tax on groceries. While the state tax will be eliminated, local taxes on groceries will remain in place. Lawmakers say the change is intended to provide ongoing relief for families, seniors, and those on fixed incomes. Another law taking effect is Act 880, which allows property owned by a trust or limited liability company to qualify as a homestead for purposes of property tax exemptions for disabled veterans and certain surviving family members. Act 628 mandates health insurance coverage for treatment of diseases and conditions caused by severe obesity for individuals 18 and older. The law excludes coverage for injectable glucose-lowering medications and drugs prescribed specifically for weight loss. Act 881 creates an income tax credit aimed at encouraging corporations to relocate their headquarters to Arkansas. The Arkansas Economic Development Commission director may offer an additional tax credit of up to 10% for qualifying companies. Several other laws also take effect January 1st. You can read those at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.